So I'm here with Armando Orozco and Steven Rodriguez. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
So I wonder if one of you could tell me a little bit about Church Without Walls.
My wife, we started this back here in Idaho. We started it back in 1991. And that was my wife's ministry. We always loved to help and feed and the people, the needed people, and anybody that would come. And we did it in California before we moved up here. So she's been in a ministry all her life, and I've been in a ministry for about over 50 years, you know. And we just had a heart to feed the homeless and those people that need it, even if they had a job or and barely making it. We like to help anybody that would come, you know.
Right.
But it was my wife's dream, and she loved this ministry. And we even done it about 3 weeks before she passed, you know. That was her last one that she done, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so she spent most of her life serving other people.
Yeah, she would like to serve. She loved serving people, and she did that all her life, you know.
So this event that you're having on the 22nd, then it's, like you said, to help the homeless and help other people who are hungry, but also kind of a celebration of her life.
Yeah, we're going to speak a little bit about her and her memory, because a lot of the people that we've been helping for the last years here in Idaho, they kind of got to know her, and they loved her because she was always loving everybody, you know.
Right, yeah. So with this event, I don't exactly know. Like, I read the description that, you know, there'll be a Christmas dinner and clothes and things like that. But what can a person expect when they come?
Well, they could, first of all, we usually do, we have, like you said, a dinner for them, and then we have a lot of clothes that we hand out, and they could take whatever they need, and there's no limit, and there's other items that we give them too, you know, and we're trying to get some gifts for Christmas this year for the people that don't have any. You know, and then we also have some worship songs, and we take about 5 or 10 minutes and let them know that God is real and that God loves them. And no matter what trials we go through there, God is with us at all times.
How do you guys gather those donations?
Well, what we do, we just ask anybody that has any extra clothes or something like that to give it to that we'll pick it up, and we do have a tax write-off number and all that, and we accept clothes from anybody, and is financial. I usually don't get too much help. The one that helps me is Dr. Rahim. He donated a trailer to us and all that for our ministry, too.
So if a person wanted to donate, then how would they do that?
Well, they either call me, or my address is 5154 Pleasant View Drive, Chubbuck, Idaho, 83202. And in the summertime, we do it out in the parks, parks usually charge us $30, $35 to use the park to have this event. Somehow we make it. Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, the Salvation Army has loaned us to the building on a Saturday for a few hours so that we could do this, because it's, you know, winter down here is really cold, you know.
Right. So I should have asked probably before, but what religion are you all affiliated with?
We are non-denomination. We don't focus on religion, because that's man-made. We just focus on our Lord and our Savior. and we minister to all people, no matter who they are, what religion are, or what church they go, or where they come from, how they look, how they dress. We love them, and we just let them know that Christ lives, and that we need Christ in our life, you know. But there's no special, you know, we believe in a Father and a Son and the Holy Spirit, and we worship God. That's all. But we don't talk about other faith or nothing. We love everybody.
That's great. We need more people like that.
Yeah. Because, like I always tell everybody, organizations and religions are man-made, you know? And I get along with everybody, bishops, priests, and all that. We just have a good fellowship, and, you know, we respect each other's faith, you know?
That's great. How many people usually come?
Well, sometimes we would have 90, sometimes 140, or sometimes 160. Especially when we go in the parks, we usually have a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife and I supported this this ministry with our tithings, you know.
How did you and your wife decide to do this, and how did you first organize these events to happen?
Well, I've been a pastor for a lot of years and all that. I pastor in California. I pastor here in Idaho and all that. So my ministry is pastoring and reaching out to the lost souls, you know. My wife's passion was, her ministry was feeding the people, giving them clothes, helping them when they needed, and counseling when they needed to, and to better their lives. And her ministry, she had this desire since the day I married her, and we were married 54 years and 3 months and 6 days.
Wow.
And as long as I knew my wife, she always had a heart for the Lord and for other people.
That's amazing. And my next question is actually for Armando.
Okay, I'll give them to you.
Okay.
Lord bless you.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Hello.
Hi. So yes. I was wondering then how you got involved.
Okay. Growing up, my grandma was always doing this, and, you know, I ended up gaining her heart from it and helping families. And we actually did for a couple of years there, we did the Fill the Bus with Thanksgiving program to help feed families for Thanksgiving. And, you know, we had got up to like 200 or 300 families that we're providing a Thanksgiving meal for, that they would be able to take home and make with their families. And so I just kind of slowly just kept on doing things with my grandma and doing that type of stuff. And, you know, just gained that heart. And, you know, this year when she passed in October, we just, we talked about it, and we said that, you know, we generally do a meal on Christmas, but this year we wanted to make it a meal and then kind of make it a memorial and just open it up for everybody and just let them know, you know what, we're a community, let's get together and you know, enjoy the season and just have a good meal.
Yeah. About how much time has this all taken to organize?
We've been working on it for a couple weeks now, at least. Just, I guess, informally, we've been talking about it since she passed, in October. So, it takes a lot of man hours and, people pulling together and helping. And that's the great thing is, we always find a way to, people pull together and help and provide things here and there. And, it just comes together and it falls in place. So it's always nice when it does that.
That's great. So let's say I come, what would be the experience? Like, would you have like the dinner first and then a memorial, and where like the clothes, like how are things organized at the event?
So it's come as you are. We never put any stipulations on how you come or anything. We want it to be open for family, open for everybody just to come and feel comfortable. Generally, like my grandfather was saying, is he'll open up and just talk to people for a few minutes as the food's getting ready to be served. And then people will line up to, we have like a line set up with all the food, and they'll come and start grabbing food, and we'll have tables set up with clothing and other items that we've had donated that they're able to take. And so they just got to come and eat. And throughout the whole thing, we'll have music going. We have quite a few people that are going to be singing, and just some holiday songs, Christian songs. There's a whole bunch of things kind of going on, just a light, family fun atmosphere that, you know, we'd like everybody to come out and take part of a good resource. You don't have to necessarily need it to come and enjoy it, because everybody can use some type of human interaction at some point in their life. And so even if it's just that you're wanting to come out and just fellowship and enjoy, you know, the atmosphere, we're welcoming everybody to come.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.